I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. I'm speaking today with In-Kyung Chun, visual artist. In-Kyung, I would love for you to give your perspective or give our listeners your feelings about the word key and how important key is to you and to your art.
The key is really a fundamental energy in our life. It is like an Asian important concept. Keys, energy. The energy that key creates in almost like everywhere. So in Asia, we believe key is in all like living creatures. At the same time, even like a non-living creature, like all the objects, like a house or like a car or like a chair and table, we believe that keys in there, even like a stone or a rock and tree. I mean, tree is like a living creature. So yeah, obviously tree has its own energy and then it creates really nice oxygen for another, like a creature can survive with that oxygen, right? So that all that that visible and the invisible energy we call ki, and then as an immigrant about like 19 years ago when I came here to United States, I felt very invisible. My English was not that great. I was starting my United States life as a kind of very plain, like a, as a housewife. So I felt very hidden in this society. So somehow that I wanted just somehow that create something. And then I was starting kind of like a mark making, kind of circle form. And then it looks like a bubbles. And then that bubbles, like the soap bubble, when we played when we were kids. And then the bubble is coming out, like creating by soap, right, in the air. And then they look really pretty. But that pretty moment is just so fast. And then it's gone. In a second, couple of seconds, that bubble is like disappeared in the air. I was thinking about as a grown-up, that is kind of like our life. More like we are existing at the same time. Somehow we are kind of disappearing at this moment as a, like a key itself, right? I believe all that human beings and all the creatures, we contain our own key, our own energy, like that bubble. Bubble is kind of live in up in the like, sky and then they kind of like they are doing their role to show that their kind of prettiness, beautifulness. And then we as a human being, or I myself as a person, I try to be right at every moment. So I was thinking about that creating the energy that kind of, hello, I'm here, and then this is my artwork, by showing the bubble. So I was starting that the key. I mean, it's really important that somehow that key energy, like showing and not showing, and then existing or hiding. And then sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's secret. That is kind of like has been that idea has been my like a main subject in my art, and then I am still like working on and then studying. I mean, to make it a little bit more like a deeper or more mature with that topic. So it has been it has been interesting and it has been great, but so many things to explore in the future.
In-kyung, you are from South Korea, and you've been in the United States for 20 years at this point. What do you miss about your home country?
I miss everything. And I'll be missing, I mean, being in my native country. Because, yeah, I mean, I was born in Seoul, Korea, and then I spent like until early 20s. I mean, like I came here when I was like 24. The experience, I mean, in my country, that my native country, yeah, was really, I mean, the original. I mean, I enjoy being here in the United States. And then at the same time, I always, I mean, thinking being in my country at the same time. So, of course, I mean, I miss my my family and then my old friends. And then the old, the basic culture is different. Being in Western culture and then in a Korean, Asian culture. A lot of things could be a little bit opposite. I mean, I cannot explain all the detail. But in Atlanta, really nicely, luckily, I have many Korean restaurants here. So I get to visit, I mean, eat my Korean food. And then I cook, I mean, in my house also. And then I go to the Korean Catholic Church in regular basis. And then somehow one of my, when I do not create art or when I do not go to school and when I have some extra time for entertainment, sometimes I watch Korean TV. It's kind of my remedy. Because it's true that I feel like overwhelmed with really many having like a whole busy week with so many that full of that Western culture and then getting energy from school or that Atlanta art world. I mean, it's been always wonderful, but sometimes I really wanna forget at some moment, and then I just totally wanna become just purely Korean at some moment. So it is kind of another kind of my hiding moment. Somehow that rent all those Korean dramas or some comedies, and then watching all those silly TV show, Korean TV shows for 3 or 4 hours Friday night by drinking beer. Yeah. That is kind of my more own entertainment, my just unique, yeah, kind of creating my own that secret pleasure. Yeah. So it becomes habitual, and sometimes I don't want to be addicted. I cannot, but sometimes, yeah, so I try to avoid, and then, I don't know, I cannot do this, I cannot waste time like this. But sometimes I think it's helping, actually, watching all those silly that drama or the comedies. But I think sometimes I feel guilty wasting time, but sometimes somehow that their current idea, what's going on in Seoul, Korea, it's helping me about becoming more conscious artist, about myself that who I am. I'm not just purely American. I'm not just purely Korean. So maybe that could be helping me, like balancing out that kind of observing two cultures like more like a proper way. I really want to think that way. Yeah.
What about being an American inspires you? Or what has being an American meant to you?
I mean, it has been, I think that United States and then the being in America, partially, to be honest with you, it has been extremely challenging. There is some still, I mean, the American people, including myself, right? We are trying to really be open to everybody with, I mean, many different various backgrounds and cultures and then come from all over the world. We try to be open. At the same time, I think we all have some limits to accept or to embrace other cultures or people from different countries. Maybe let me start at the beginning of about 10 years ago. I was Korean at the same time trying to be learning the American culture. Sometimes because America has really huge power in this world, all over the world. It has been one of the most powerful country in this, I mean, world that on Earth, right? So somehow that I thought at the very beginning that American people could be extremely self-centered. So they always think they have a huge pride about being an American. So always try to be generous to understand what's going on outside of the world, outside of America, and then try to support and then help. But at the same time, I felt some they were maybe trying to be a little bit overpowering to other countries, especially like to countries that a little bit more like a poorer than more like the Europe. I'm not talking about that Germany or England or France, and not that rich country, but that or more like a developmental countries. That was my kind of, so I felt that sometimes that American people are bragging about their power and then their all those that privileged things. But right now at this point, right, I have lived like 20 years, and then I became more active. I felt I became more active American citizen. Somehow I am feeling I become the person, people I have criticized, I mean, in my mind. And then, so I try to be careful, and then I try to be more positive, and then, but in the end, I think this society, this American society, or specifically the Atlanta, was really gladly have been accepting me seriously. And then as an artist. And then this society was welcoming and then supporting me to grow as a person and an artist. So I am really deeply grateful being accepted into this community, the American community and Atlanta community. So I have to right now at this moment to before evaluating or criticizing any other people, I have to evaluate myself what I have been doing rising as an American citizen to the people maybe who have been less privileged than I am. So that's more I have to focus on. And then especially the worser people and then the Wanderoot, the community people are there. And then in a broader sense that a lot of artists, art community in Atlanta, they are really conscious. They are really trying to help each other. They love to argue, but at the same time, they are listening to each other. Before coming as an Asian artist, I know in Atlanta or in like South America, there is some that racial issues I haven't noticed. And then a lot of good artists, they are white American or they are black American. And then I've been watching their argument over the years. And then I'm kind of additional member in this that American history or American contemporary or that political situation or artistic movement. At least we are trying to listen to each other, and then we are trying to consider others' situation. So I feel really grateful about that. And then the only thing I can really do at this moment, I have to really contemplate as an artist, do I really really consider other people's their struggle and then their frustration or their failures as an artist or as a member of in this society. And then I want to be more like an active person, not just criticizing or not just complaining. I'm become more like a supporting person, right? So that the way I want to grow more like an active member of this community.
In-kyung, give our listeners two of your favorite places in Atlanta that either inspire you or just favorite places that you like to visit.
Gosh, the two places? I have so many great places. I mean, it's really hard to define only two places. First thing, to be really honest with you all, it's my house. I sometimes become like a hermit. So I want to really, have to be myself. And then the being home, like being in my house, is really great thing. Just I love to be in downtown. I mean, I think this is the most, right now, that right answer, that downtown Atlanta, especially that all the GSU area, a lot of people think it's dangerous area, but whenever I just like walk down to all that downtown area, it's just so many different like people walking and excitement with gallery and then like a museum and then concert hall and lots of different restaurants and then street performance is going on. So all that energy is really reviving and it's really pleasing. And then I feel so alive just being there. Maybe I have to add like, maybe I love to be high museum and then I love to be Korean restaurant and even like a Thai restaurant, like a Vietnamese restaurant. And then it's a really fun place or like a little 5 point. So yeah, I know you said like I need to pick two places, but yeah, I ended up just picking up so many places, but yeah, it's exciting. Yeah. In just being in Atlanta.
In-kyung, let all of our listeners know how they can get in contact with you or learn more about your art. Give your information to everyone.
Okay. I have a website, inkyungchoichun.com, inkyungchoichun.com. That is my website. So you can take a look. I do Facebook. So you can find my name over there and then you can request a friend. But my website will be a really great start to get to know my art. There is email address in my website. So yeah.
In-kyung Chun, thank you.
Thank you so much, Floyd.